Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.
I'm not doing this unless both of you are going to be quiet and listen to what, like, you want me to do this, but you only want me to do it so you can make fun of me.
Okay, hang on.
So unless you're willing to have open minds and open hearts, I'm not doing it.
Let me back up half a moment here. We have talked ad nauseum on this radio program about this thing that you call Mercury retrograde. You've brought it up time and time and time again.
A retrograde planet is when it looks like it's going backwards in the sky for a time, although it's physically based on an optical illusion. However, whatever that planet is.
Is it like the tires on the highway when it goes a certain speed? Yeah. It looks like the tires
it's
going
like
backwards.
That. So what happens when a planet is in retrograde is that it turns its energy on itself.
Which I do not believe. Because you're telling me that the planet being in retrograde affects my everyday life, which is the biggest bunch of hooey I've ever heard.
Okay,
so
Leo.
The other day. Yep. Yeah.
Can everybody who doesn't believe in horoscopes and planets, please go look up Leo and tell me if it reminds you of anybody who has a job on the radio.
So the other day,
please check it out.
In the group BBM we keep to share ideas about this show, you sent the following: Venus retrograde and what it means to your love life. And then you said something to me about how closely it resembles me.
Well,
so
you were,
I will listen.
I thought you were born in when Venus, what is Venus the planet of?
Because that would explain everything.
Yeah. What is Venus the planet of?
Love.
Right. So Venus has turned on herself and her normally social and friendly behavior becomes the opposite of that right now. When Venus is in retrograde, the goddess of love and beauty, fertility, fairness gets turned around, and then she becomes like the goddess of war and sabotage, and she can make relationships be all discombobulated, disrupt the balance in somebody's relationship. It can be harmful.
So your thinking was that if I were born in Venus retrograde, it would explain all of my failed relationships through life. I'm glad we keep the bell around just for these sorts of things. Okay, but as it turns out, Jennifer Campbell, you have since learned I was not born in Venus retrograde.
You
try
just
again, oh planetary one.
Okay, I'll try again. You were just born in a bad friggin' mood. That's what happened.
No, I was in a great friggin' mood until I accepted this friggin' job.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.